Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit ChicagolandGolfClub.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Ewok Levin, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch a game as they host Charlotte on Sunday at 4. The first 2,500 receive a Brett Sterling bobblehead, courtesy of CW50. We start with spring training out in Arizona, and your Chicago Cubs trailing the Giants right now 5-2 in the sixth. Chesney Young, a two-run homer. Jake Arrieta started for the final time this spring. He went 4, gave up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, and also struck out 7. The White Sox right now, they trail the Royals 5-1 in the seventh. Off the field for the Southsiders, a second opinion on Carlos Rodon's shoulder shows no structural damage. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. And earlier today, the team traded Peter Borges to Tampa for a whole boatload of money. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today and they skate in Pittsburgh tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa on Friday. NBA, the Bulls are off until they host Cleveland on Thursday. Cameron Payne has once again been assigned to the D-League. Also tonight in the NBA, Miami plays in Detroit. Game tips at 6:30. NFL owners meeting today. The owners voted unanimously to centralize replay review. If you hated replay review before, you're going to love it now. The replay process will now be in the hands of NFL Vice President of Officiating Dean Blandino. He and his crew in New York will evaluate the play, taking the referee on the field and at the game out of reviewing the play altogether. No one. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai's 2017 spring clearing sales event going on now. And breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, and we're also the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
6 seconds to go. Pinson comes front court. Pinson to May for the win.
Got it!
Luke May!
He got it!
0.3 seconds! Luke May gives Carolina the 75-73 lead.
Are you kidding me?
When that three went in and it tied the game, I probably should have called a timeout. It entered my mind, but they got that summer B in so quick, I couldn't get to anybody to do it. But I needed to stop that right there. You know, it's amazing that we were in that game where they practically fouled out my team. Amazing that we had a chance.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You heard the call. You heard the losing coach say that he tried to get a timeout, and then he couldn't, and poor Cal had to watch the former walk-on drain the shot, and it seemed like he took it just fine. Unfortunately, it appears that many Kentucky fans did not, and this is a new one for me, and this is the kind of thing where you just hope something like this stops. And I don't know how it stops. Maybe it never will, because angry college sports fans, angry sports fans, are going to find outlets in ways where in which they do not care.
New anonymous voices known as social media.
Yeah. Well, this is, and I don't know if this kind of thing has been done before. It's happened in the political realm, I believe. But I get this from a report in Deadspin. As sports fans have come to find out over the years, many officials that work the NCAA regular season and postseason tournaments like their NBA and NFL counterparts are not solely referees. Outside of their duties on the court, the vast majority rely on careers in other fields to make a living. Unless they're fan favorites like Ed Hockley, you rarely hear about their lives away from the court. For instance, until today, most fans likely did not know that NCAA men's basketball referee John Higgins runs a roof installation business. We know this now, because petty Kentucky fans, I would use a different word other than petty, by the way. I think it's soft peddling it there. Petty Kentucky fans have made Higgins' company the target of an online harassment crusade over the past 24 hours, all over some close whistles he did or didn't blow in the Elite Eight. Higgins called the UNC-Kentucky game Sunday, which the Tar Heels won 75-73, after an uneven first half in which foul trouble and shooting issues kept both teams from establishing any real rhythm. The two blue bloods started rolling in the final 20 minutes, producing the best final minute of the tournament. Sorry, Florida. The game ended with Luke May's last-second jumper to push UNC through to the Final Four. After the game, Wildcat fans wept. After that, they took to the internet, angry that their beloved team could somehow fall. It didn't take long for Higgins to become their target. All throughout the first half, the Kentucky radio crew bashed the refs, calling out Higgins in particular. Coach John Calipari even took a shot at the officiating crew in his post-game press conference. He said, "It's amazing we were in that game where they practically fouled out my team. Amazing that we had a chance." One fan put together a low-light reel meant to show blown calls by Higgins. You'll note the Kentucky radio announcers also posit that these were bad calls. Around the four-minute mark in the first half, they single out Higgins, saying he's, quote, dominating the whistle, unquote. Upon review, the over-the-back and goaltending calls and Bam Adebayo were looked to be missed calls, though refs likely blew the whistle when Adebayo planted his elbow in Meeks' neck on his way down. And the end-of-half drive by De'Aaron Fox could have been a quick trip to the line, but it's a tournament already full of bad calls. Stuff happens, like shots, calls are missed. So rather than let it go, a coalition of Kentucky fans did what they felt was natural. Find out what Higgins does for a living and fill his business's Facebook page with negative reviews and one-star ratings. The harassment reached a peak Tuesday afternoon. On one message board, a fan claimed he called up Higgins and personally let him know he sucks. And I'm reading that person's post here. The online campaign was ultimately successful in disrupting Higgins' business. After nearly 700 one-star reviews, the company took down its Facebook page. And there's a sampling of some of the reviews of his business. You know, say, bad experience. I had a roof leak. After Higgins came to replace my roof, the whole roof collapsed. Extremely unprofessional. Terrible quality. All this effort and coordination over a handful of tight calls that could have hypothetically given Kentucky the 2 points it dearly needed at the end of regulation. And if only there could have been another way for the Wildcats to keep the Tar Heels from gaining that ever so slight edge. That is brutal.
Yeah.
That to not understand, to take it there.
Affect a man's business.
And is
his livelihood.
A business supporting mm-hmm. it. I don't know, but I would assume a family.
Yeah.
A family that has nothing to do with anything. That's his business. You want to you send a letter to the NCAA. You want to complain about. Come on, though. But that, I mean, to do that, to everybody then think, okay, this is okay. The social facilitation of it. Hey, do this. And it gets on one board or in one forum. Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Mob mentality.
Let's all do this now. Yeah. What does that accomplish?
I like to call it cowardice in anonymity. Where you can just make up a Yelp profile or make up a Yelp page and just go on there. And, you know, a lot of people, this is how I use Yelp. When I see a bunch of bad reviews and I see them, you know, saying the same thing or just one line or something like that, not very specific, I think that it is rival companies or rival mm-hmm. restaurants or rival, I don't know, you know, storm drainage cleaner facilities.
The storm right, drainage right. cleaner facility wars are right. legendary right. in this town.
I think that. I think that, okay, they put all their employees up to logging in and going to do that. So, but I don't know if everyone's got that kind of, you know, those discernible interests where you could be like, all right, I don't believe all of this. But some people see four or five in a row and go, okay, I'm never going to go there. Or some people put pictures up of the product that business is pushing. So I'm rarely surprised by the kinds of individuals that the games that we love to watch and talk about harbor. Like these.
Does that really make you feel better? Does that ameliorate the sting of defeat by doing something like that? I mean, you're talking
you
about
want somebody just, else to feel pain.
Yeah, but
I
just
guess,
like,
right?
but like, but it just it paying it forward in such an evil way to do something like, this happened to me, and now watch this. I'm going to ruin your business.
Well, the lack of priorities of crazy nut job sports fans never ever surprises me, though. Right? I mean, like. This is when we had that conversation about like the emotional outpouring of, okay, when is enough about your favorite sports team?
Right.
Right. And then you'll have the people who text or call, well, if we don't care about sports, then you won't have a job. Well, okay. Listen, you're probably not the one that's buying the products that we're selling on this station, to be honest with you, because those people, they rarely call or text. They just go about their business and go, oh, okay, yeah, I need a Sunrise Chevrolet. I'm going to go out to Glendale Heights. They never make any mention of it. They don't break up with you on the text line and tell you where they're, I'm going elsewhere because you're not talking about the thing I want you to talk about right now. Those people have different priorities. But these people, the people that you're talking about right here, those are the ones, those are the out in front. Those are the, that's the front line of sports ridiculousness.
I mean, I saw it
and
personally.
They enjoy that.
I saw it personally with Penn State people during the height of the breaking scandal and the knowledge of what Joe Paterno knew and when he yeah. knew it and some of that. And I saw the depths to which they would sink and where they would go when they were even trying to disrupt the daily activities of a pediatric cancer charity. That wasn't even a personal business. It was just finding anything that they could that attached to me or to the show and then sending all of their minions after it. And believe me, I saw that. That was the lowest I thought a fandom could sink. You say, look, we'll show you for daring to call out decades of facilitating child rape. We're going to attack the computer system and phone system of a pediatric cancer charity. That'll show you. So that to me was but I knew I was dealing with a unique kind of craziness over a unique college sports story. This was a mundane loss. in a tournament they hold every year.
And a great game.
It's a great game. It was. Yeah. This is just a. They just lost a game.
This from the 773. Quit talking about me. No, we love you. And this from the 630. These people. Do you just mean white people? Ha ha ha. No.
No. Nope. Nobody. Nope. Nobody brought up
no,
race.
I'm just talking to this guy or girl. No. No. I know plenty of brothers who take things way too seriously about athletes who don't give a damn about them. So the priorities, yeah, the lack thereof, they span over all landscapes, racially, socioeconomically.
And I don't think people realize the other aspect here is understanding how ordinary referees are. Ordinary lives that they lead. There are high school principals and mm-hmm. driver's ed teachers mm-hmm. and insurance salesmen.
They
and
double up as other. The Gene Steratore is like, all right, NFL season's over, college basketball right. season begins.
Right, yeah. They're making a check and they lead normal lives. They just do this on the side
and they like doing it. They love doing it.
I found a referee because when my son was much younger and we were at a Northwestern game, we had seats on the floor thanks to Jimmy Phillips. Mm-hmm. And my son was how old? Maybe five. And I could track it back. Jared Sullinger was playing for
Ohio State. Yeah.
And during timeouts.
We were doing a good game.
During timeouts, the referee came over and handed Jason the ball. And he said, okay, you're my guy to be in charge of the game ball.
During commercials?
During a commercial. He said, when we're out of commercial and I come over to you and I put my hand up, I want you to fire me as hard a chest pass as you can. And he kept doing it a couple times. He did it with a couple other kids. And then he did it with Jake. Cool. And it was cool. And they do it all the time just because they want to. And they pick out kids that are sitting in the front row. And they just do it because why not, right? So sure enough, and my wife's on Facebook. I said, see if you can find this guy. And she said, yeah, right here. 2 seconds. Click, click, click. Here he is. So I sent him a note via my wife's Facebook just saying, hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for what you did to bring a smile to my son's face and just how great that is and getting to watch you interact with kids when you're busy calling a very exciting, hard-fought game, if you remember.
Yeah.
And he was just so, and he replied right away. He said, oh, of course, I love doing that. A lot of my colleagues like doing it, too. It's just something that we do. And it's just, you know, it's just a guy who's calling a game.
That's it.
You know?
That's it. Guy doing a job.
Mark and Peoria, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, I just want to make the point that Kentucky fans might feel like they're a close-knit group, but officials and referees are as well, and this could very well come back to haunt them. If there's a close call, I wouldn't count on getting it. These people talk. Do they not realize that?
Yeah, but the game, you know, the eye in the sky is going to tell if you're doing too much.
Right, you're still judged. Yeah. You know, I get what you're saying.
No, I understand. Yeah.
They're human.
Yeah. Right. You can only badge a referee so much. That's why, dude, professional NBA refs... Like, you talk about umpires having thin skin. Could you ever see one of those dudes? Can you see Cowboy Joe West lining up during Game 6 of the NBA Finals with LeBron and those boys on one side and Draymond and those boys on the other side?
Yeah, it takes a special constitution, dude, to be able to, yeah.
And to swallow it. Uh-huh. They're not, because those are the only refs, I think, that understand that they're not here to see you. Joey Crawford famously, like, is that guy. You know, Dale Gerritsen, some of these other guys, some of the old school dudes.
Well, Gerritsen was on the other side. Gerritsen was the head of referees when Stern was trying to get the Earl Stroms and those guys out of it. He was trying to move. Who was the other guy? The guy that used to run down with Bill Walton and call him a baby.
Yeah, get down court, just big baby.
Just cursing.
Yeah.
That he and Gerritsen and his son Ron Gerritsen were the guys who were becoming the overseers of the new robots.
Yeah.
They wanted less personality.
And they have it now, and you may have a better officiated game and a cleaner game. But, I mean, some of the things that these refs hear on the court, you know, whether you're sitting on a sideline or where you got a 6'8 dude just towering over you, trying to intimidate you just enough
but
to not get in trouble, and you got to hold it, and you
got
to call
the game.
They've
got relationships, and they're like, you'll make it. I see Monty McCutcheon make a call, and you can hear the mic go, come on, Monty, why are you calling? It's all, you're actually addressing them because they know them. They see them all the time. They're at the same hotels sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, come on.
The only guy, Tony, that I ever really got a chance to know. And it started when I started covering the Bulls for this station, going to the UC and running into the Shoe and some of those guys, Kenny Maurer.
Yeah.
And it extended through when I was in Atlanta. And I just, you know, go down, say what's up to him, talk a little crazy with him every once in a while. I actually saw him in one game in Phoenix when I was out there, and I saw the Derrick Rose, Goran Dragic play. And after the game, we're walking out of the tunnel, and the game is over, and, you know, you decompress a little bit, and the first thing he goes, how about that damn Rose, though? And, you know, like, he just officiated that game. He's been on the court with terrific athletes for 20 years. And he's like, but seriously, though, like, I'm still a fan of the game.
Right.
That boy teabagged that young man.
Jay!
Oh, you can't?
No!
You can't? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, you can't.
What? No, you're a question.
It really?
It's a
Are you Spiegel?
Completely. It's a context issue.
Really?
You can use the term, just not as a verb.
I didn't know that.
If you're actually making tea,
right?
It's fine.
It's like the on and off thing with the other word you can and can't say.
Right.
Oh, I did not know. I am completely ignorant to. I swear to God. I want to see, you know me. So I'm like, come on. How many times have you ever had dumb me?
If you want to actually discuss the tea making process.
And of course, we have to be careful because it is Derrick Rose.
And what? I wasn't even thinking about that part.
I started talking about Kenny Maurer and that happened.
And you had something else you wanted to touch on before it's on, right?
Yeah. What the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders did and the real distractions that the NFL is trying to keep you away from.
Good. I want to hear that. Jason Goff, Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on the score.
The predominant challenge of baseball versus other sports, I believe, is mental. Of keeping yourself in the right space when you have so many opportunities to overthink things, overanalyze, or get lazy, etc. That mental grind is like nothing else.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness. Adam Silver wants to be the commissioner who installs the first female head coach in NBA history. That, of course, must mean Becky Hammons. And so the thought is that if there's ever an organization she could take over, it'd be the Spurs. The problem with this is, while it may win headlines, it's far afield from the problems of the NBA. The NBA's problems aren't that they're sexist. The NBA's problems are their product isn't any good right now. Everybody, including the players, can't wait to get to the playoffs. Some teams are tanking, some are resting their stars in nationally televised games. Meanwhile, there's only two teams anybody thinks can actually win the title. Either this is a bait and switch, taking our eyes away from the actual issues, or Adam Silver is just lost as to the problems with his league. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. every new SUV model in our extensive Knaus inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knaus, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knaus.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
At Lowe's, we know there are two rules pros live by. Rule number one, always have the right tool for the job. And number two, see rule number one. Well, now through April 10th, during Porter Cable Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select Porter Cable power tools. From cordless drills to air compressors to nailers, up to 30% off select Porter Cable power tools. Save big on the right tool right now at Lowe's. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Well, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, national champ.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch, 670thescore.com. We'd like to thank American Needle for being down with us.
Always.
On our live video stream at 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. American Needle is a true Chicago original. Buy local from American Needle. You get those Cubs hats, you get those Sox hats, you get those Blackhawks hats, you get everything you need right there at American Needle. They've been doing this since since 1918, and three generations later, they're still kicking it. So we appreciate American Eagle for helping us out.
You entertained the stream listeners with your...
I didn't think that was a thing. My bad.
Ken Maurer description of Derrick Rose's dunk on Dragic. Although,
maybe 30 minutes later, if I
remember correctly, what Derrick Rose described as what he did to Dragic, we also can't say.
Oh,
he said, well, I bleeped on him, right?
Well, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Chuck Berry playing in the background.
Where's my breakfast?
So, yeah, Ken Maurer did that, and I apologize.
No particular place to go.
I apologize. Yeah. And the best is, I look back, it's like you got two different parents. You know, you got separate parents over there. You're like, all right. I look back, Chris Tannehill is like, I guess you can't really do that. And he's going back and forth. Shep is in full red face Shep form, and he's looking at me as if I've been doing this for years, like just cursing like all over these airwaves. So yeah, my bad. Stream people, enjoy yourselves.
Couple callers been holding. Let's get to him ahead of an update. Jim in Dyer, Indiana, you're on the Score.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I was listening earlier when you were talking about, you know, the Kentucky fans, like, you know, are basically harassing like that referee's business.
Yeah, not basically. That's pretty much textbook harassment.
And it just kind of goes back to, like, I mean, as society as a whole, with this whole bullying, trolling type behavior, like, you know, everybody's like, you know, got, you know, big muscles sitting behind Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it just, I mean, I don't know. It's just sad to see, you know, just how society has devolved in that regard.
Sucks. Yeah, it really does.
And even looking at, like, in sporting events, I mean, I don't know, when I was younger, I didn't really have to worry about, like, getting beat up or, like, stabbed in sporting events or something like that for wearing the wrong jersey and stuff. I mean, I don't know if that's how it's always been, like, on the West Coast, but that just seems crazy to me, like, the whole idea that you could get beat up and, like, you know, get your face, you know, smashed in because you're wearing a Giants jersey in the Dodger Stadium.
Well, sports fans have always been kind of crazy. We just see it a little bit more now. And Jim, I do think there's a certain level of keyboard thuggery that takes place. You
know? Yeah, it actually does take kind of a tough guy to walk up to somebody and actually punch them in the face.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody, that's why sometimes...
My dad has told me his stories about East Rutherford and what he's seen at Giants Stadium. You know, and this was in the 70s and 80s, and there was no Twitter then. Yeah, I mean, hell, some might say, and I know people are going to get mad, but some might say that at the time that yesteryear when you did fight someone hand-to-hand was a different time than we have now, where guys and girls are being bullied on social media, and not everybody can process it the way you would hope they could, because like we got to put up with a certain amount of it because, hey, it's part of the gig, right?
Part of the job.
But unfortunately, we've normalized it, you know, and not everybody can have that kind of thick skin. Hell, not everybody in our business can have that kind of thick skin.
Scoreboard update.
Yeah, Jay, that's the thing about it with social media now is we dehumanize society and it makes it a lot easier, you know, to be a tough guy or to be critical. Yeah. To say anything, not only just like, you know, critical of people, but it's dehumanized even like in dating and relationships and whatnot, even like friendships or, you know, all the texting. And there is no face to face communication, whether it's good or bad.
And I'm a victim of it. I'm guilty of it as well, because I don't call people the way I should. You know, my mom text me every single morning.
Yeah.
And I know I should call my mother more.
And you don't, right?
And I don't. And I feel awful about it.
All she's going to ask you is bring the baby by.
That's it.
I know.
That's it.
Why haven't I seen Jace?
Yeah, and I love her to death. And I text her every morning back, and I send her the smiley face emoji or the heart eyes and all those things. Right. And that used to be, hey, Mom, I love you, just checking in on you. So, yeah, I'm guilty of it as well.
You know, like, I think we all are. Yeah. You know who's really good at that, though, is my buddy Cowboy Chris. You know Chris.
Well, Chris.
Oh, I'll text him.
Next level human
dude,
being
I
right
text
there.
Him, and I get a phone call back.
Well,
like that dude doesn't like.
That also
doesn't...
could be a little needy.
No, it's not needy. It's just he wants to talk.
Yeah,
you know, you got something to say. You know, that's Chris.
Well,
man.
You know, the efficient and see, this is how I've gotten like that because I've talked to too many guys and girls who are inefficient in that where it's like, this could have been two lines, man. Like, we still on the phone 35 minutes
later. Yeah, well, I hate, because of this job, I hate being on the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing I want to do.
You don't want to talk.
Is be on the phone, right?
Yeah, and then you go somewhere like, man, you do radio? You don't want to talk? It's like, yeah, man.
Because I have to. Yeah, I don't want to do it with you.
I'm not getting paid right now.
Right.
I can Francesa the rest of my life, but I don't want to.
Blah, blah, blah.
I can't wait till Dan turns into that guy.
Oh, turns.
Dombrowski, blah, blah, blah. That'd
be great.
Could imagine.
Right.
Wine, blah, blah, blah.
That's the next Cameron Hughes read. Yeah, exactly. Fruit forward, blah, blah, blah. Repackaging.
Let me find this red wine here, blah,
blah,
blah.
Free shipping.
We find a read here.
Right. Oh, my God. It's amazing. I can't believe it. I mean, can you believe it? I can't believe
it. Can you imagine
it?
Can you imagine it?
Right. You give zero details of a Cameron Hughes wine.
A minute long. And people are like, you know what? He made that actually sound better than the times you
I'm gonna order some of that right now. Wine is heavy, blah blah blah. From the Chicago Wolves.
You want that cork?
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Oh my God, the cork.
It is. There it is.
That's right, the cork.
It's the cork.
The famous talk about the cork.
It's Dan Francesa.
Is it a celebratory cork?
Well,
there's no such thing.
Just kind.
Cork. How about that?
Careful. Thank you.
Yeah. Be careful.
Thank you, Pope.
Then we're back to the
because we're the Midwest here.
Derrick Rose conversation again.
Just in time for Christmas. Wrap a piece of cork and put it under the tree.
Well, Merry Christmas, honey.
Be careful where you're dragging that cork.
Depends what you wrap it in, too.
Just put a bow on it.
Some stuff, you know, might not do the job. Wrapping paper.
If you could actually put a bow and wrapping paper on it, I think you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, but if you do it, though, what are you really protecting?
Who said anything about protection?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I put a bow in a case of San Pellegrino for an anniversary gift.
See?
Did you really?
Yep.
Jeez, no wonder she doesn't like you.
She asked me, she said, make sure you pick up San Pellegrino. So I picked up a case and I put a big bow on it. And I said, happy anniversary.
Wow.
Because we made a no gift promise.
All right.
We went to Mexico together. It was.
Yep, sure.
It's all good. I bring her coffee. I heat her
you
coffee
gotta
up and bring her coffee.
Me or Matt.
Hey, wasn't it Mexico one trip where she stayed behind a couple days, made
you
go home?
Yes. Yeah, she was working. So we went on vacation now. We went to Cabo.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Stella got her groove back. Right. Part two happens.
Getting phone calls from
Dexter
Mexico
St. Croix is walking down the beach, swinging his lasso.
That's right. It's not a lasso.
He's got
Pope?
He's got a boat on it.
Actually, the party she did was at Sammy Hagar's place. It was at the Cabo Wabo Cantina.
Now we're going to do the Cabo Wabo thing.
Just cork? I'll do cork.
Yeah, that's
cork.
Was,
here we go.
That's all you need.
Walking you guys get cork there?
Hey, you don't even have to have a personality more times than
right.
that.
Pull the Jake Cutler on the deck of the vacation house.
The deck.
The deck. Mm-hmm. I said deck. Yep. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch a game as they host Charlotte on Sunday at 4. The first 2,500 receive a Brett Sterling bobblehead courtesy of CW50. Right now, the Cubs are leading the Giants 6-5 in the 7th. Ian Happ, a pinch hit, 2-run double. Jake Arrieta went 4, gave up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, struck out 7. The White Sox trail the Royals right now 5-3 in the 8th. Off the field, a second opinion on Carlos Rodon's shoulder. Good news, no structural damage. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Team will be cautious. And earlier today, too, they traded Peter Borges to Tampa for a whole boatload of money. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today, and they skate in Pittsburgh tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa on Friday. NBA, the Bulls are off until they face Cleveland on Thursday. Cameron Payne reassigned to the D-League. Tonight, though, Miami plays in Detroit. Game tips at 6:30. NFL owners voted unanimously today to centralize replay review. Some guy in New York's going to look at it, and the referee will have nothing to do with the replay. It's going to go very smooth, very, very well. Catch all the college tournament action at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with over 50 high-def TVs, large screens. All the games will be on. Enjoy daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm a Batacola. This is The Score, 25 years. Also, the world champion Chicago Cubs are heard right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Nissan.
Don't miss the Nissan Now 10 event at Gerald Nissan. Right now, save $12,000 off MSRP, plus 0% 72-month financing and no payments for 90 days. Visit Gerald Nissan in Naperville and North Aurora.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
accepted the league's preferred stance. They rolled belly up. Politicians raised taxes to provide a historic $750 million public subsidy. This led to unremarked upon cognitive dissonance in Las Vegas. Even as politicians increased taxes for stadiums, Clark County school officials, ladies and gentlemen,
I saw this.
Clark County school officials voted last spring to increase public class sizes and to close a school for at-risk students. It was simply no money. Quote, this is the last thing we ever want to do, unquote. Linda Young, president of the school board, said at the time, it's a shame. The school board did not build a football stadium, perhaps with a public school annex. So for everybody out there that wants to play the distraction game, enjoy yourselves, because you are being distracted from the real things that matter in this life.
The shiny, glittery football stadiums that cost your money and they...
Even if you're not an NFL fan.
Right.
Even if you're not. Like, because I know there's some people, hey, I don't care about Chicago and their school systems. That's why I don't live there.
My taxes are too high as is.
Right. To hell with those kids. I'm not paying for them. Well, guess what? I just had a baby 3 months ago. I've been paying taxes since I was 18 years old. I'm sure I paid for other people's kids and was happy to. Was very happy to. This, though, with the NFL and the public's the subsidizing of taxpayer money that has been going on for how many decades now? And you want to talk to me about distractions from a backup quarterback kneeling in silent protests? Check your head.
I had a guy on the street the other day in Lincoln Park had a big gulp size soda.
Was it Terry?
And he just, his kid, and he just threw it on the ground right in the middle of the sidewalk. He just threw it on the ground, right? So
I wasted like $3.
Well, no, it was, I mean, but, and I said, hey, would it be so difficult to walk over to that garbage can and throw it in the garbage can? And this kid goes, I pay my taxes.
Oh.
I said, no, you don't.
You hit in the head.
I said, and your tax money doesn't go to make me pick this up and go throw it out.
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
Well, you pay your taxes, you can just throw that thing right at my feet?
Well, that's the idiot, immature response. You know, back in the day, when a kid was being thrown out of a class or being taken out of a class by, I'll sue. No, you won't. No, you won't. You don't even know a lawyer. Your family's barely got a bail bondsman on deck. Cut it out.
Yeah, you can't afford one. And no, you're not.
This was written in 2015 right here. 20 new NFL stadiums have opened since 1997 with the help of $4.7 billion in taxpayer funds, according to an analysis by the advisory firm Convention Sports and Leisure. Local governments pony up to build these venues to attract or keep teams in their towns. Two more stadiums now under construction in Minneapolis and Atlanta are being built with $700 million in government funds. So for everybody out there, whether you're in the 815, you're in the 630, you're in the 847, the 773, and the 312, with all your strong thoughts about Colin Kaepernick and distractions, for all of you that are retweeting and liking and applauding Joe Thomas, please believe that the real distraction that you are not talking about is the one that has to do with your allegiance to NFL football and what it's doing to cities around this country.
Even the Cubs had to learn it. Remember, they had their ill-advised play to try to get a chunk of the amusement tax, and it was shot down. And you know what the Cubs started doing then? Cutting checks and paying for all of their stuff. And they're paying for their stadium to be redone. They bought up all the rooftops. They're buying up land around there. They're paying for it. And you know what? I think it's working out okay.
Like, I'd really like to ask one of these guys out here. Really like to ask one of these guys. Because the guys who agree with you, yeah, that's cool, whatever. I want to talk to the people who don't agree with me so I can get to the why and try to understand. And maybe they'll sway me. But I'd really like to ask one of these Colin Kaepernick ideals of this country is what I stand for. I'm all about the Constitution, and my avatar is that of an eagle riding a pit bull,
holding a fish.
As the American flag. What are you more upset about, Colin Kaepernick, or what the NFL that you love, that you were forced away from, the NFL that you love, what is doing to every single one of these cities when it holds it hostage, when it's time to build them a new stadium? What are you more upset by? And if you're more upset with all the taxpayer money that's going out there, what do you say about it? What do you do about it? Do you bitch and complain as much as you do on social media and on these airwaves and on these phone lines?
You know the answer to this.
That's what I'm saying. So when you bring the distraction argument to me, please believe I understand. I may understand that, but I definitely can't understand this.
So we're not doing it's on because there's nothing on?
Well, there's stuff on.
No.
All right, there it is. There it is. You just asked and answered. Counselor, what you want from me?
You're watching Caps and Wild? Are you watching the soccer international friendlies?
Oh, yeah, CONCACAF tonight, right? Panama and... Stop. See, don't do me like that, Tanny.
Yeah, World Cup qualifying, U.S. and Panama.
Yeah, U.S. and Panama tonight at 9 o'clock. Don't. See? But I got soccer.
Jason.
What?
Watch your mouth.
CONCACAF
is what he said.
No, don't do that. Oh, come on. You know I'm already on my fourth strike at CBS. Be careful. I can't say the other word. I can't say CONCACAF.
You got NIT semis.
Stop.
You
watch NIT basketball with no family members in play, then you are a sad individual.
Yeah, you must have a child on the team to be watching.
Not even
NIT
a cousin
semis.
Or a nephew.
No,
right?
No, it must be your own kid.
Your flesh and blood must be out there, right? Oh, my God. Speaking of, did you see the Juan Dixon story?
Former Maryland
Yes. Guard? Yeah. Oh, you didn't see the real sports on Juan E.D.? Juan Dixon, you remember the story that was told about his parents? About how both of them passed away from heroin and HIV?
I don't.
You remember when everyone was telling the story throughout the tournament, like how this is such a great story. What a young man, because his parents.
I was busy watching Lonnie Baxter and Steve Blake.
Well, that was the story that was told over and over and over again. And Juan Dixon's father is alive. And just so happens, Juan Dixon's mother, while straying from Juan Dixon's supposed dad, had a dalliance and. He watched his entire career and was like, he actually called his mom and was like, watch, turn on the TV right now and tell me who number three on Maryland looks like. And I kid you not, Dan, spitting image. This dude went his entire life thinking that both his parents and the NCAA and CBS played it up as a special interest story. He was a terrific player. And the entire time, I'm sitting there the whole time watching and Nicole's like, why do you keep saying every time? Because every time Juan Dixon was mentioned during that tournament run, they mentioned the heroin use, the heroin addiction of his parents and both of them passing away from HIV. And his pops watched his entire career and said he didn't feel comfortable jumping back into it because other people had raised him. And now Juan Dixon is reunited with his dad and everything. His pops was a good young scorer at a Baltimore City high school. Same game, everything.
Wow.
Everything. He watched his son win a national championship. He watched Juan Dixon talk about, I wish my parents was here to celebrate this with me. Yeah.
It's like Huck Finn going to his own funeral,
yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
And unfortunately, so Juan Dixon's brother, who helped raise him, has cut off ties with Juan because he feels like his dad should have been in their lives at some point, and he doesn't want to be a part of the feel-good story now.
Lawrence Holmes will set sail on these airwaves.
Nope.
He won't? Why not?
Uh-oh.
Well, he won't talk to you guys is all.
He's skipping it. Oh, yeah, because he's doing something. He's taping something. No?
The clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Clock violation.
Splashes again.
Mr. T-Maker, you're getting us in all kinds of trouble.
I'm doing it? Wow, no thumbs on this guy. Well, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Baseball season is back, and MLB Network is bringing you 15 hours of live opening day coverage, plus 11 games throughout opening week, and live look-ins and analysis from the best in the biz on MLB Tonight. Opening week coverage begins Sunday on MLB Network.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select Kwikset products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
it needs. Well, let's take a look at the World Champs coming up here. You want to go to St. Louis and see a game? Tickets starting at $21. Maybe a road trip to Milwaukee to see the World Champs. Tickets only $19 starting on SeatGeek. Or that opening series with LA in town. Tickets here in town starting at $21. See, SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals, and you reap all the benefits of their work. And my favorite feature of the app, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value. So when you open the venue up you're going to, you see large green dots. Those are the ones you check out first. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed. You can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence, and it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek also has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available, too. And best of all, I can give all of you out there a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download that SeatGeek app and enter promo code MATT, M-A-T-T. Do it right now. That's promo code MATT, M-A-T-T, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. If you need tickets, you're buying tickets, you're selling tickets, you got to use...
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down!
That was fun. We covered a lot.
Yes.
That was a lot going on there.
There was a lot. If you missed any of it, you can check out the podcast. It'll be up in about half an hour, 25 minutes, something like that, when the boys put it up. Where can they find the podcast, Dan Bernstein?
They can go to BernsteinandGoffShow.com. And amidst all of our usual texts from the fringe, there were some really good texters today helping out with the various topics. And
enjoy the conversation.
And there were a couple people who actually did say that they put some more thought into what we discussed, but we jumped off with the Bomani Jones piece regarding Colin Kaepernick, and maybe are having some different considerations in how they look at what should be a complex intellectual issue.
I appreciate most of the conversation that is had regarding that kind of issue. More times than not, it's not even about changing people's minds. It's about trying to figure out why you think the way you do, and perspectives are different. And when you can bring differing opinions and differing perspectives into play and actually talk about it instead of retreating to your corners, then I feel like some progress can be made.
Matt Miller joined us. He talked football. Bruce Levine with some baseball. Patrick Finley, some football. And Dan Hodgman of BP Wrigley was really good, too. We're talking baseball with the Kyle Schwarber stuff. So we also thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Hank Azaria is our guest. There's performance going on here. We're on the lowest, lowest, lowest end of the entertainment spectrum in sports talk radio.
I would, you got low self-esteem going on.
Well, I'm just, after this conversation.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Anthony and Bayonne. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on with Keith Hernandez? Is he back on the yayo? The coke? He sounds a
lot. You knew that guy was a fool.
Answer his question.
Yeah. Who is he talking about?
Is he back on the yayo? I haven't heard that in a while.
So
I mean, Dan McNeil said that because he was quoting Scarface. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not
Anthony
saying.
Anthony Bayonne. Right. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on with Keith Hernandez? Is he back on the yayo? The coke?
Now, he's not talking about Kike Hernandez. He's talking about Keith Hernandez. Because we don't know if Kike Hernandez. Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
A little conversation as the period ended, but no harm done. Well, 83 seconds into the game, the Blackhawks got a fortunate break. A Tanner Caro shot was blocked, but right to Panarin.
83.
It's a burden that he has to wear now because everyone alerts him all at the same time.
I know.
75 Hawks fans. Hey, 83 Nation, Tanny. So, yep, got to keep it continue. Got to keep it continue.
Lawrence Holmes has the full brote, and that is coming up tomorrow. We are going to be back here doing sports things.
Something.
Reacting to
something.
Mm-hmm. CONCACAF semis.
Be careful. Something. Maybe a Bear safety can go back to his college and get tased.
Sounds like a plan.
Right. Adrian Amos, you're up.
Well, I wouldn't.
Still won't make a play on the taser, by the way.
I wouldn't want to be in Happy Valley for any reason. If I'm Adrian Amos, probably just want to stay out of there. Yeah, we're going to have to go home now.
Goodbye.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
Started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have
more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope.
Aries, this week you may feel a sudden desire to take a nice vacation and get yourself in shape. Taurus, your love life gets bumped up a notch. If you're single and looking, this may be your week. Gemini, delay any big decisions as long as you can. In a few days, some additional options may emerge. Cancer, stop the juggling act. This is the perfect time to get things done. Leo, you spend the week trying to come up with some fun plans without having to spend your hard-earned cash. And Virgo, your challenge is crossing things off your to-do list at work. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on-